This goes to Angie Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, fax 989-583-1914, and Dr. Krepostman, fax, and that's K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Sprague, S-P-R-A-G-U-E, date of birth 6/12/1940. Dear Angie and Dr. Krepostman, this is a follow-up visit with Mrs. Sprague with hyponatremia, secondary to SIADH, and stage 3B chronic kidney disease, also hypertension. Her last visit was February 20th of this year. Her weight is stable and unchanged, and she says she's feeling very well. No chest pain or unusual fatigue, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight metoprolol, 50 milligram. She takes a half tablet twice a day. And ramipril, 10 milligram once a day. Also, Ranexa is 500 milligrams daily. And aspirin, 81 milligram once a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 129 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 116 over 70. Pulse is 75. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 13th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.28, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 42. Albumin, 4.3. Calcium is 9. Her sodium is slightly low at 133, previous level 137. Potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus is 3.9, hemoglobin 11.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, hyponatremia secondary to SIADH, that's currently stable, 2, Sjogren's syndrome, also stable, 3, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. I would like her to have lab studies every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.